tired of struggling with tight spaces when detailing your car? Introducing the Flex PXE80, the ultimate precision tool for detailers. And with the FS140 extension tool, reach those unreachable areas with ease. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to flawless results. Upgrade your detailing game today and get 10% off Flex tools at Detailed Image. Visit detailedimage.com and use the code DSP15 for 15% off your order, not applicable with Flex tools.
Probably see most of the time. Where's the little thing that shows you the equalizer? Can you tilt it towards me? And it shows you levels?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, can you see the microphone?
Yeah, don't say anything.
We built this!
Welcome back to what I've been dealing with all weekend. So obviously, you guys, obviously, because you guys can't see this unless you're watching it in way in the future. So Tommy from Angel Wax is joining me with Aaron Knox from
all sorts of shit.
Yeah, all sorts of shit. Rick's off camera, so we might get Rick to chime in too every now and then or whatever. So
yes, hello, I'm
Rick. So Tommy, start with you first. Try to get through this. You really try to do this. I gotta go. I gotta get on an airplane with it. Tommy, I'll start with you, man. Like, leading up to this, what were your expectations? Because I know Angel Wax in the past has done a lot of just Angel Wax only kind of training. So being a collab with Moxie and Jess Carr, what were your expectations leading up to?
I didn't really have any expectations because nothing like this has really been done from what I've seen. On a cohesive level like this, but what I've learned is it can be done.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you? Because I know you're a pile of nervous wrecks this week.
I just like the fact that Tommy used the word cohesive.
I got a few.
Was on his word calendar this morning.
You know, I've done a lot of trainings.
Yeah,
and I think I've had a lot more intense things like on my plate, you know, but like every single one of them, it never fails. It's always like, how do I give the best experience I possibly can, you know? And you never know what the level of the individual, like where they're at in their process as far as like a detail technician or professional detailer or DIY anything, you know. I've trained them all, so it's like that uncertain or unforeseen variable is always something that, like, you know, gives me a little bit of like apprehension. Not even apprehension, I would say it's like anxiety going into it,
right?
You know I have social anxiety and been working through that for years.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that it's all predicated from wanting to give the best experience that I possibly can as an individual to the individuals that have paid to come here, and in hopes that they can, you know, go, you know, back to their area or their jobs and greatly excel. And that's a lot of pressure if you kind of wrap that up, right? And
yeah,
then let's add the representation of Jessica, or representation of Angel X. Like, there's a lot there in that plate walking into it, you know.
Yeah.
We put the guys first and foremost, though, and that's where I would say a lot of my anxiety comes from. But all in all, you know, I think it went.
Yeah, that was going to be the next thing, because, I mean, obviously, Tommy, ask the what you expect. Of course, there's going to be a follow-up of
can how to talk like that out. Again, because that's how you sound to our viewers.
So, I mean, obviously, Tommy didn't have any expectations going in, but coming out of it, really.
Tommy's also, like, the chillest dude alive,
he is,
bro.
He is. Obviously,
like, what's up, Tommy? Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, that it can happen, and it's not a fight and a struggle, so... You know, with you just having a long-winded five-minute expectations, what's your long-winded five-minute realization afterwards of, you know, did it calm any of those expectations or that anxiety for you? Does it make it easier for you going into, like, another one, or if somebody does approach you, another brand or something says, hey, like, it worked for
you? Dude, it never matters. It doesn't matter. It genuinely doesn't matter. I do it all the time, every training. It's just a thing. It's, you know, when we get into it, it's the, like, I barely remember what I've said And that's how I know that I'm in a place I need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like to answer your question acutely, like, it all disappears because I'm in my element.
So one of the things that I've asked all the attendees, and I'll ask you guys too, and just so you guys know, Mitch and Austin did not reveal, we did not reveal any secrets that happened this weekend, but when I asked them, this was their kind of wow moment. Was there anything that blew your mind this weekend? Tommy first, because I know you've just been kind of taking it all in because you're not really training. You're not
right.
A part of it, but you've been sitting back, like taking these little nuggets, and you know, you mentioned to me a couple of times, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So was there anything that kind of like really blew your mind this weekend?
Absolutely. I'm not doing nothing up on the last day today. Right? With everybody else.
Yeah. Bro, that's really just got like, you know, that's You're using boyfriend voice.
That's right? All I want. That's all I want. I started sinking into the couch there for a second.
Yeah.
Listen, your mouth, Bobby. Listen, his mind still so blown again.
It's like, yeah, man. So
tell me what you think.
All I'll say is hydrogen, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm just, you know.
Yeah. So, and at Knox, I mean, obviously, you're the one always blowing people's minds. Did anybody here, like, blow your mind or... you know, make you kind of...
It's a different experience for me. Really.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not about my mind getting blown. It's about gratitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get humbled every single time I get to see G1's smile. You know what I mean? That kid's in there just living his best life in that moment.
Yeah.
Right? And I ask him, like, did you get... you know, what you came in to get. And he's just like smiling. I mean, he can't even articulate what he's trying to say. That's it for me.
Listen, he was night and day between pre-talk and post-talk. It was almost like...
That's right.
That's so much information.
I mean, dude, it's just cool to see that. You know what I mean? And like, I hope that that translates into that. I hope that that energy carries into his life when I'm not around. Right. And that's what makes me.
And I told you, and I.
You interrupt me again, boy.
My show, I'll do what I want. No, listen, I told you earlier, and I even kind of explained to him, like, he gives me Harry Birch vibes.
Because yeah, little Harry.
Well, but even terrible. Still with the rotary. Like, Austin never, G1 never. Had handled.
By the way, for the people that are listening, I was blessed. All right. So first and foremost, you will all properly recognize me as the Ginger King. So, I had two of my people show up to this training. Two other gingers that were young and in the wild.
It was pretty funny that one of them kept saying, "But I'm not a ginger. I'm not a ginger."
I smell it in their blood before they right when they hit the parking lot, bro. It was so. Austin's G1.
Yeah, Austin's G1.
And then
Mitch is G2.
So we named him G1 and G2.
Yeah.
Ginger 1.
Ginger 2. But yeah, but he was like Harry. He had never touched a rotary before this training.
Super choppy when he put it on the panel, too. Did you see
that?
Exactly. Yeah.
But and now he's
a couple minutes in, he's smooth. He's got a little control. Were you there when I finished down with the rotary in front of him?
I was sitting there. So I mean, overall, obviously great experience for both of you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Multiple different ways, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's never really gonna matter, like sure it does to an extent, right? Like what you do. Like people can create so much cool stuff and do all these cool things. But like if there's nobody there to experience it with them and those experiences aren't had together, what does it matter? You know what I mean? It's like an age-old question, like if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around, but it doesn't make a sound.
Yeah.
If you make the greatest thing in the world and no one experiences it with you and you don't have that experience with them, did you really have it?
Yeah.
Did you really make it?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's at the forefront for me, you know? So like as a representative of JustCar, being able to provide that to the brand, put more awareness out, put it in the hands of these people that are here at the training. You know, collaborative efforts with JustCar. I mean, excuse me, AngelX. And getting to see their technology, getting to see their products, and it all kind of coming together in this culmination of an experience, right?
Yeah.
It's cool as hell.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that a lot of the guys talked about, obviously, was the wet sanding, you know, learning that.
Alex, why are you breathing so heavy?
I can't ever do a podcast with you, dude. You see what I have to do. So like a lot of everybody was, you know, the differences of learning wet sanding, right? Whether it was, you know, Mitch saying that all the years he'd ever done it, he didn't realize he was holding the block incorrectly. Nobody had ever tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey man, you're holding the block incorrectly." To Rashid talking about you know, the difference of using an interface pad on the handheld that you talked to him about and everything. So when you're teaching them that, like, how do you try to assess where they are to be able to kind of point them in the right direction with it?
That's a really good question. So I think, you know, you get to know people in your day to day, hopefully, and, you know, through conversation, you get a better vibe on like where they are, right? And this is no different. You know, in this industry, it's kind of interesting because you can almost put money on detailers inadvertently. Like, they make more, they do the jobs in less time, they know more, you know. And then you get hands on with it, and it's like you can still make little subtle adjustments.
Yeah.
And then you immediately see them have that aha moment. You immediately see the quality and the effectiveness of what they're doing, the efficiency of it, right? And you know that that helped them. So what I do usually is I just kind of like, I want them to tell me who they are, what they've been doing, you know, get to know them a little bit better.
Right.
But then I also get a better gauge on like where they are in the process. And that gives me the ability to be able to put everybody in a certain position so that I have an overall collective awareness on how to cater to their individual needs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
That's why these introductions
were. It does.
Yeah, that's why the introductions are posed the way that they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I can calibrate everything. Because I need to know where I want to be, where I need to be.
And then for Tommy and Rick, I'll pass you my microphone if you want to answer. For you guys, you know, primarily always doing your trainings yourself, so you kind of know, like, hey, our thing does this, you know, and then coming to something where Noxy can go, well, but I use it this way, or, you know, so-and-so goes, but I can do it this way, or whatever. So, like, what kind of feedback do you guys take now and go, like, okay, you know, it does this, or it doesn't do that, or this is what they're saying, how can we change it, how can we do this, or whatever?
First, let me think.
A long question.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's always back to the drawing board when we see something like that. We'll take it back and see if we can adjust something to make it more,
yeah,
you know, more better. More better.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the things today, what we've done with the coatings, yeah. I will take that back to any distributor we have and install it.
Yeah.
And see if it works for them or not. So we take a lot of the information.
And we can take that back to our chemist when we load his mind with it too. Because, right, right. You know, science says one thing, and then Nasi just comes over here and says, fuck science.
Like, he says, science don't do shit. But I mean, not even with that. I mean, you're, and you know, again, when you're doing your own training and it's just, you know, you're like, this is how we do it, this is how we do it, this is how we do it. But when you've got a collaboration where somebody goes, yeah, but we do our thing this way, let's try your thing this way. So whether it's a good or a bad, you're always going to take that information and go back and tweak it.
A lot of times, a lot of stuff that we learn, Rain will implement into his training the next time we go. So
Rain's a new man, bro.
Yeah.
Rain's a new man.
From this point on, our trainings are gonna change.
Yeah. I mean, I think I heard Ryan say something to you yesterday about how he needed a raise. So I think he's really going to be shooting for it.
Not an officer, I would love. Yeah,
exactly.
Some towels.
With a little insignia of Rain.
Yeah.
RA instead of RL.
Yeah.
Could find my handkerchief.
Your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details.
That's all I got. I just wanted to, you know.
What did you learn, bro? First of all, let me go ahead and make a little suggestion.
Yeah.
When you're looking at me and you're holding that microphone, you better put that pinky out.
Hey, baby.
What'd you learn? Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a great time. I appreciate, you know, as a collaborative, you guys inviting me, you know, to come up here and be a part of this. Obviously, you know, the Angel X guys, I consider family, even if I'm, you know, at a competitive brand, you know, but like Tommy says, you know, there's a way that there can be that collaboration or that collective and work together. Obviously, I always enjoy spending time with you, you know, good or bad, but no, like I said to the other guys, I mean, this is now the third time I've technically done a training with you between Glass University and then the one-on-one. And I'm always learning something new.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like from 3 years ago with the one-on-one to, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago with the Glass University to this one, I have learned and expanded so much more that I was able to ask you way more questions this go around that I probably never would have asked before because I didn't know to think of them.
Well, more importantly, man, not to cut you off, so hold that thought right there. It was like, you know, and I don't remember a whole lot, but I vividly remember some things. And like from your first class to your mid to where you are now, it wasn't necessarily about more questions. It was about your questions being very precise.
Right.
And that means that you're thinking about things on an advanced level.
Right.
And that is where, like, that's it for you. You know what I mean?
No, but here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. When I ask those questions, not only do I genuinely want to know, but I'm thinking of it as these other guys aren't asking that, and why not?
Oh, for sure.
You know, so I want to make sure that I'm asking questions not only for me to learn, but for them to know. So, like, when they asked you about, you know,
what is the better wax?
Yeah. even though you got the wrong answer, red delights the better wax. When they were asking you about ceramic coating single stage versus clear,
yeah,
and I said, but let's talk about matte too, right? Because nobody would have asked that, and they are all three kind of different. So a lot of the things that I wanted to ask were more of because I felt like they're things that everybody should kind of know. Sure.
You know, talking about yourself, or
yeah, absolutely. It's my podcast. I mean, we're not here to talk about you. Exactly. We're not.
That's a great comment because, you know, it's really weird in this industry. Like, people are like opposed to spending money on themselves, right?
Yeah.
And yet in society, like if you go to college, you are already like on a different level as far as your pay scale and like what you're capable of doing. And that's not necessarily like always like spot on, but it's like a thing. It's a society. It's like a social standard, right? Mm-hmm. But in this industry, it's like, oh yeah, bro, I'll just watch YouTube. And like no one ever really sits down and like gets the additional information or somebody else's different perspective on that same topic that could be equally correct or maybe more efficient or solve a problem, you know, and what I think what we did at this training in this particular go-around was do that. And it's always cool when you have multiple people in the room, because if you're asking a question that the students haven't thought of, you've already got the answer before you ask the question in their mind. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just even more information, and that's a collective thing.
Yeah.
It can't happen with you just sitting there and talking to the wall.
Right.
Or, you know, looking at a video. And that's pretty impactful, right? And then you have the actual physical representation of that, which is, don't tell me, show me.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that you did that, even when maybe a section had moved on, that, you know, somebody mentioned something or whatever.
What'd you say a section was?
Like a section had moved on. So like if you moved from, like when we moved from wet sanding to correcting and then correcting to coding and whatever, right? Like you definitely, you know, somebody asked a question, was like, okay, well, let's backtrack.
Back up, yeah.
You know, like there wasn't a lot of rotary talk yesterday during the paint correction thing, but they're getting ready to coat this car.
Yeah, I can hear a rotary right now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, and now all of a sudden the rotary thing comes up. So we're busting out a rotary and it's like, we're going, you know, we're stepping back, but that's kind of the cool thing, because maybe just wasn't thought about yesterday.
You're trying to cover so many bases too, man.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like just something simple like a car. Like some people look at it like, I got seats, I got a steering wheel, I got wheels, and I got a motor for the transmission.
Yeah.
You know, but like you have over 10,000 mechanical aspects that are within a catalyst system to be able to propel you down that road and stop, right? So like this industry and what we do, there's so many factors that are involved in that, like you, it's physically impossible for you to just cover that, you know, in one training or in one video or even a series of videos over a sequence of years. Like content creators come up, run out of content because they're not even thinking on that level, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I always encourage, like, I encourage doing multiple ones, right? Finding the set that you're good with, the vibe that you're good with, and going to multiple ones. I mean, we have a training here that did a Gloss University class, right? This is his second one. He tries to do one every year. And his exact words was, I grow every year.
Yeah.
And that's the cool part, because it's like you just said, like, oh, we had to kind of backtrack and go into the rotary stuff. Well, like, imagine having an entire day of just learning rotary tips and tricks, or just sanding, or just this, or just that. Like, you can spread it out. I mean, a couple, was it G1? It's like, oh, dude, I could just do this for a week straight.
Yeah.
Sit down, little man. You're trying to drink a Kool-Aid right now, bro. You're trying to bite off a little more than you can chew, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine what that kid's brain would look like day four.
Mosh.
Yeah.
Mosh. You know, I'm exhausted. I'm glad I don't have work tomorrow, because I'm going to go to sleep. I mean, I'm exhausted just from...
Bro, you were sleeping in the class. What you mean you're going to sleep?
No, that's...
Why don't you ask Rick what he thought about the class? Instead of giving him something
stupid. I did.
Why don't you hand him the microphone, though, man?
I did ask him.
You asked him a question that was like 40 minutes long and had like five different things in it. You should be easy on the man, bro. He's actually a good participant.
Yeah, he's fine. Okay, so what's your expectations going into this versus now that it's kind of done and it's over?
Well, there are so many trainings with brands. We are just looking for a new way with collaborations and do different stuff together with certification of the AMAC products. And I think this is one of a higher level, and the expectation I had was the collaboration. I want collaboration between brands and not the hate. And I think this is a step up for us, and I hope also for the industry. So the next one we will do with marine trading, we'll do a similar thing. We do gel bed repairs and wet sanding, and then certification on marine. So people get away with something extra.
Yeah.
And not just certification, thank you for your money and bye-bye and good luck.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You want to give people a good experience. And I think this one was pretty awesome.
Good. I mean, I couldn't agree with that. That perspective more. That's like pretty much the owner of the brand, right? Offering more to your community is one thing, but it also allows the brand to collectively grow.
Yeah.
Instead of just shilling products, you want everyone to eat more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, having an unbiased. I mean, obviously, as a representation of the brand, you always want, would hope that they'd be utilizing your products, right? But to not be as selfish as to say, hey, look, if this works for you, use that. You know, but you're increasing the quality too, which also is a reflection of your brand.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah. So one more question for you.
You talk, being who?
Talking about
the Ginger
you,
King.
You.
So
as a representative, of JustCar, how do you feel the JustCar part of the training went? Like being able to showcase JustCar's products alongside with the Angel Wax products.
It was cool. I mean, both brands have great products.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Our abrasives and our polishes are just incredible. They work on various different paint types. They provide exquisite finishes, and they play nice with coating systems. So really, it's about the guys getting results, you know. And we, JustCar, provided a multitude of different stuff within the full spectrum of abrasive to least abrasive, so that they could do that. And some guys I saw were, you know, really reaching for medium. Some of them want, you know, performance cut compound. Some of them, you know, wanted to check out microfinish. It was like, it's kind of cool to have that, right? Angel Wax brought a ton of stuff and allowed these guys to kind of tinker and play. And then we go through this stuff, right? Hey, can you show me this? And they hand me this bottle. Obviously, they want to see that product in action too, you know? So it's cool to have that kind of stuff there. As a representative of JustCar, it's always, you know, really cool to see people who may not be fully versed in our full line get results and be blown away, and possibly, you know, in the future, hopefully, want to kind of invest a little bit into that because they trust it. You know, I'm assuming that Angel Wax was the same one.
Yep.
Right? Awesome. It's something to be proud of.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, I had an absolute blast being here this weekend, so thanks again for inviting me. But I'm going to start packing this shit up so I can walk out of Dodge. So. thanks for coming on and just kind of expressing, you know, the thought process for the weekend and you know, because I think a lot of times maybe these people come here and they do this and they don't really understand what it takes to put on something like this. Like, I know you definitely had to go through a lot of stuff for hosting it, you know, blowing out a week's worth of work to be able to free up the weekend and stuff. Now you obviously flew over here, which is an expense.
Yes, dude, you flew across the ocean. Yeah. We fucking
Tommy's, you know, sending a bunch of product
flew across the country.
Like flew across the country. So there is a lot that goes into these. It's not just like, you know, Maxi sitting around going like, oh, some people are going to show up.
You missed the spot.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I, as a unofficial attendee, appreciate you guys for putting in the effort for these guys, because sitting around and watching, you know, G1 and G2, like I said, I think we're like the biggest sponges, but even the other guys,
of course, bro, the gingers, bro, you saw them doing work, son.
But me just sitting back and watching what they're getting out of it, you know, like, makes me bipartisan in some way feel good about this whole thing.
Right? Dude, you got to see it.
Yeah.
You got to see it. Like, when I talk to some of the predecessors in this industry, you know, somebody that I'll name directly, like Michael Stoops, I have absolutely nothing but the utmost respect for that man. You know what I mean? He's a fantastic human being. He is very intelligent. He's very, very well-versed in what he does. Very skilled. And I remember having a conversation with him about, like, training. Yeah. I had the same thing with Jason Rhodes, you know, and it's like, you get the wow factor, or, you know, oh, wow, that's so cool. Oh, you're the coolest, or, you know, or this or that, or money, or the place that you're doing it at, the product that you're using, whatever. It's all cool, but that's all a byproduct. Like, what is actually it for me is exactly what you just talked about. Like, watching it have those kids, it just clicks, and they're just like, you can see them grow and grow.
And the cool thing about it is, you know, they're definitely going to go home and implement that.
100%.
You know,
G1's about to get sideways,
right?
Where's he from again?
Missouri.
Missouri. Oh yeah, bro. Missouri, you better watch out. Missouri, if you're listening, all the people.
But some other trainings, they might be excited in the moment, but as soon as they make that drive home or hop on an airplane, it fizzles out because, you know, again, you know, tonguing your ass, whatever, you are a different individual in this industry with the knowledge that you have.
I like how you called it out before you did it.
Because I knew if I did, you'd just be like, oh,
it was my way of asking permission.
I knew you would just say it. So.
Dude, this is real, and this is something that's going to resonate with you, my dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it don't make your blood boil, if it doesn't make your breath short, how the fuck are you doing it?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's it. So, like, if I'm providing that, I would want it. If I were on the other end and I went to a training, it was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Me, I'm the best. Blah, 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 blah. Like, some of the stuff I've seen.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to get from